This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. A massive multi-agency manhunt has ended in Independence, Missouri, where a body believed to be 22-year-old Oscar Sanchez Munoz was found by his family. Sanchez Munoz was the primary suspect in a deadly string of highway shootings near the Kansas City World Cup venues. The family found his remains in the basement of a burned home that caught fire during an overnight police standoff last week. They contacted police around 2 p.m. after clearing debris and noticing a distinct odor. Investigators, federal partners, and canine units had repeatedly searched the property without success because the basement partially collapsed, flooded, and was packed with clutter. The discovery ends a hunt that began after Sanchez Munoz allegedly fired at vehicles along Interstate 70 near Arrowhead Stadium during FIFA World Cup matches. The half-dozen shootings left one dead and several injured, including an Uber driver transporting soccer fans. The FBI had offered a $25,000 reward, warning he was armed and dangerous. Acting U.S. Attorney General Todd Blanche speculated the suspect was dead inside. Clothing on the body matches what the shooter wore, and a medical examiner will confirm the identity. Officials assure the public there is no further threat. In Pennsylvania, authorities released harrowing trial video of an armed man taking a 2-year-old girl hostage. A jury convicted Antonio Hammond of kidnapping and firearm possession following an hours-long standoff inside a Harrisburg home, as announced by the Dauphin County District Attorney's Office. Footage from May 30, 2023 shows the mother, Michelle Peters, recording Hammond as he held her crying autistic daughter. Outside, police ordered him to surrender. Hammond told the frantic mother that police were trying to kill him and to trust in God.
They're trying to kill me. My name is Antonio Hammond. They're trying to kill me. Hold right, it. Don't let no.
I'm not letting the baby touch it. Okay.
Keep it on us.
I got you. But just please give me my baby.
I'm going to get some baby because I love babies. I love people. I love
okay,
kids.
Okay, but
the
listen.
They're trying to kill me.
Okay, but and I listen, don't even I know you.
But you trusting God. So trust in God.
I do. I'm trusting this.
Okay, do you think God's going to hurt your baby?
I don't know you.
Come on. God ain't going to hurt your baby.
When Hammond ordered Peters to keep filming with her cell phone, she complied.
You got my baby, though.
But ain't nothing going to happen to that baby.
Boy, I don't know that. I don't know.
What do you think they're going to do? They can't do that on camera. They can't do that on camera. They can't do it on camera.
I don't even know you.
They can't do it on camera. They can't kill nobody for no reason on camera. You can't kill nobody for no reason on camera.
Come on, give me my baby, please.
Not for no reason on camera.
Following that exchange, Hammond shouted to police outside that he did nothing, while Peters yelled back that he had walked into her apartment and taken her child hostage. The phone then dropped to the floor, leaving the audio muffled. After the recording cuts out, details of Hammond's past emerged. Hammond had absconded from parole months earlier. That day, two probation officers spotted him wearing a mask. Hammond fled, pointed a pistol at them from about 6 feet away, and pulled the trigger. It only clicked because there was no round in the chamber. Hammond then forced his way into Peters' apartment, demanding she record him so police wouldn't shoot. Peters eventually escaped with her infant, but Hammond held the toddler hostage for nearly 6 hours. A crisis response team breached the rear door. Hammond pointed his pistol at them and pressed the muzzle against the toddler's face. An officer forced the gun down and shot Hammond in the face, saving the child. Hammond survived to face trial. More crime and justice news after this. In Connecticut, a history of domestic violence surfaced following the murder arrest of 28-year-old Cole Theodore Wurhan. State police arrested Wurhan for the murder of his 26-year-old girlfriend, Janina Brooke Murphy, who was found dead in March at the bottom of a staircase in their Burlington home. The medical examiner ruled her death a homicide caused by blunt force head injury. In an interview with WBZ-TV, Murphy's mother, Beth Murphy, described learning the truth.
Another detective got on the phone. He said, "I want you to know something. Your daughter didn't just fall down the stairs. She had wounds all over her."
Following that call, details of the suspect's violent record came to light. Court records show Wurhan faced pending domestic violence charges in Torrington Superior Court from another relationship. A woman he met on Hinge alleged that after initial love bombing, Wurhan assaulted her at his home. Between May and August 2025, he allegedly slapped her, pulled her hair, held her down, and strangled her until she couldn't breathe, leaving neck bruises. He also threatened to kill her. Wirhan faced further domestic charges from November 2025, including unlawful restraint and assault. Held on a $5 million bond, prosecutors call him an extreme danger to the community. Amidst the legal proceedings, Beth Murphy told WBZ-TV about how deeply her daughter was loved by everyone around her.
So many people said she was my best friend. Like, pretty much everybody said Brooke was my best friend. She had a heart of gold.
Connecticut State Police say the investigation remains active. For more crime and justice news, be sure to join us for Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Fox One, YouTube, SiriusXM, and now streaming on Tubi. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.